This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 523, recorded on June 14th, 2017, almost said 2014. We are 1 week away from the biggest moment in the history of anything.
This year.
Yeah, not really. We're a week away from the release of Transformers 5 the last night. So I think we talked before about... at least we did, I think, on Twitter, what we thought the weekend takes going to be for next weekend. Not this coming weekend, but the next. I'm saying it's going to be less than 100 million. Or right.
I'm going to say more.
I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. But I'm going to say...
But every instinct I have says you're right.
Yeah, I mean, the last one barely eked out 100 million. So I'm saying this will probably come around 90. Like The Mummy made like 55 or something ridiculously low. For what it is. I'm worried.
Movies have not been having a good time this year.
Guardians of the Galaxy did great.
Wonder Woman's doing really well.
Wonder Woman is doing well. Not as good as Guardians of the Galaxy, but it's doing well.
Well, by the standards of a DC movie.
Yeah.
isn't it underperforming to like the last couple of DC movies? I think it's the cinematic universe. I think of the cinematic universe, it's the poorest performing.
Compared to the movies that I've seen, it should be doing better than it is.
Oh, God, it's so much better.
it's had the like slowest decrease week to week of anything since the first Spider-Man movie.
That's great. So we'll see. Hopefully Transformers will do a little better.
Yeah, that's good because it's a movie worth watching.
It's really okay. It's really, really okay. But it's not as good as Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Not by a long shot.
That's understandable, though. Yeah. I mean...
I think that's the best comic movie of the last 10 years. It's awesome.
I don't think anybody's asking for anything to be, you know, as received as Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. So love that. Okay. So let's go ahead. I've just alienated a bunch of people because most people like the first Guardians of the Galaxy better, but I love the second one. I think it's brilliant.
And everybody knows the Captain America movies are better, but hey.
I love Civil War, and I love, this is not a comic book movie or show, but I love
Winter Soldier. Better Avengers movie than Age of Ultron.
Oh, God, yeah. Okay. Transformers last night will probably be a better Avengers movie than Age of Ultron.
Oh, I doubt that.
Well, we'll see. Okay, so let's see here. On the show this week, of course, we have our news and all that stuff. We're going to delve a little bit into more last night stuff. This will be the last big week for last night news.
Oh, I hope so.
You guys have been like super busy for the last several months working on all this stuff for T-Formers.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah, but just wait till Wave 2 starts showing up eventually.
Toys are the most tolerable part of writing the last night news stories.
Yeah, I would. It's the most tolerable part of reading them as well. So make sure you visit our new website at tfradio.net. And while you're there, sign up for the RFC Insider newsletter. It's awesome. Helps keep you connected with us, and it's amazing. We would appreciate that. Of course, you can also find the show and all our shows on Apple Podcasts. And you can watch Radio Free Cybertron every week on your Roku. And There Goes My Money, also on the Roku. And There Goes My Money is now also on Google Play Music and on iTunes and Apple Podcasts. So if you want to subscribe, just go there.
That's where you find out all the stuff that's coming out, all the stuff we bought.
How we blew our money this week, basically.
Yeah.
Did anybody get anything this week? And I'll start off because I want to talk about this. Remember how last week we talked about Fort Max hitting Ollie's for 40 bucks?
Yes.
Did anybody besides me find one?
No.
Okay.
I didn't look. I talked with the store manager today because he was checking. Apparently my Ollie's got him in before the news hit the net and was gone in the same day because he remembers him getting in.
That's amazing. I found a dozen of them. And I put one in my cart. Apparently there were 15 before I got there because on a Facebook group I saw the photo of the Ollie's that I went to and a guy bought two. So there were a dozen when I got there on the floor. I tweeted about it. Triplett said he wanted one. So I'm like, okay, I'll go grab you one when I'm back over on that side of the store. So I was back over there about 10 minutes later to grab him one. they were gone. And I thought, oh, crap. Wow. Yeah, I thought, oh, crap. So they got moved. Because I thought, hey, they just picked them up, whatever. So I thought, well, I started looking around. Where did they move them to? Where did they move them to? Then I thought, oh, no. I bet somebody. Then I started walking up to the front to check out. And I saw a guy, 40-ish, about our age, with a cart stacked very, very high of Fort Max. So, yeah, I don't know.
The scalping was strong with that one.
Well, the problem is everybody knows you can get it for $40 at Ollie's. So nobody is buying it for the exorbitant prices people are trying to sell it for.
No, but as long as you don't mind sitting on it for a while.
Yeah, everybody knows he can get it for $40 at Ollie's, and when they give up trying, they will buy it from him.
If they need it. I mean, they held off, you know, what is it, tfradio.net/FortMax for like $100. But yeah, so the guy bought it. Later on, just he posted about it on Facebook in the same group, funny enough. He didn't he didn't gloat about it. I didn't comment on it. But I just you know, it bugs me because that would make a really cool Christmas gift for a kid, you know, and so on and so forth. Button said it's going to be in somebody's basement for 2 or 3 years until they can get $65 for it on eBay.
Well, the only problem is, though, Brian, a lot of overseas people who that would be, like in Australia, that'd probably be a $250 toy, you know, in Australian dollars. You know, if the guy sells them online and the overseas buyers can still pay shipping and get out better than buying it locally.
Don't know. I mean, American dollar is strong right now, so I don't know how good of a deal that would be for somebody in Australia.
Also, take into account that Fort Max weighs 11 pounds.
Yeah.
No, that's true, too.
And consider sending that, you know, over the ocean. That's gonna cost.
Yeah. But yeah, so that was my story. I found Fort Max, and they were gone within 5 minutes. Really disappointed by that, and in people. But mostly that I just didn't get triplet one, because I know people suck. Who else got anything?
Well, I have a pile that I'm going to save for There Goes My Money, but I did get Sea Spray.
Nice.
Yep. So I'm, I actually had bought them from a seller, and the seller had marked it shipped, and I emailed him a week later, and he says, oh, I forgot to send it and I'm out. I said, I'll need a refund on that. So, but he sent me the refund within 3 hours. So I went ahead and bought one that was from another seller. So now I haven't got to hunt him down.
Good. Too bad you haven't opened it yet.
He's nice.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, you'll enjoy that when you open it in 5 years.
Well, no, I literally just got it today. So I haven't had a chance to.
Who else? Anybody else? Anybody else?
All right. I'll go. I also got a pile, that I will talk about on There Goes My Money, but I did get, Phoenix number 2.
What?
Why?
Why?
Because
one robot mode, one jet mode.
Yes.
Are you serious? Awesome.
Yes.
Okay. So one of our listeners, and I think it was Richard, but I don't want to say that for certain, on Facebook gave you the best name ever, and you just earned it. Big money diecast.
Well, now
go buy a third one to keep in the freezer.
Yes.
Well, now is that the one you said was on Taobao for like $140-ish?
Yes.
So how much was shipping on that one?
$1 million.
No, it wasn't bad.
Wasn't bad, and my wasn't bad are two completely different
it shipped
things.
Shipped with Sea Spray, and I think I paid about $30 for shipping.
That's not bad.
No.
Yeah.
Big money diecast can afford it.
But I think Chris got the best thing this week.
Did Matt not have anything to talk about first?
Matt does.
I got nothing.
Oh.
Okay. So I got Shuffler.
Oh,
there's a story with this. So Don pointed me to an eBay auction, which was reasonably priced for, you know, a Titan Master plus shipping. It basically worked out to cost and what I expected I would spend in gas trying to go hunt one down myself. So I bought that. That's this one. Well, then on Monday, I happened to be near a Toys R Us anyway, so as you do, I popped in there, and yeah, I found two more Shufflers and a Repugnus on the shelf.
You know,
so Diecast has already claimed one of those. I still got a spare on hand if somebody needs set up with one for cost.
Know, yeah, it's an old running gag. You buy it online, and it appears in the stores almost immediately, and it's true.
That's what happened to me and Braun.
It's my mistake for going to Toys R Us when I had toys coming in the mail.
But you didn't expect to find anything there. That's the whole point.
Because it's in which case, why did I even go in the first place?
Yeah.
Well, you might.
There's layers to this, and every layer you get to just makes the whole situation seem worse. But Shuffler is probably the best single self-complete Titan Master toy. The elephant and tank modes are great. It's got a cool little weapon mode. And there's also a little dude that turns into a head, but who cares?
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I still want him recolored as Ultra Mammoth. I don't know why. I just want to see him in those Ultra Mammoth colors.
I also bought Repugnus, and I'm not sure why.
Because it was there. Speedboat
mode. Yeah, the speedboat thing is the only thing I can come to that makes sense for them to put with Broadside in Japan.
Yeah.
Because it's like the pilot boat for the carrier. But that's like all I got. I was trying to find Octane. That's why I was going around all the places on Monday, but no luck there.
Yeah, no luck here on that either. Rob, did you get anything?
Thanks to Phil, I got Top Spin and Perceptor.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Yeah, which one do you like better?
Definitely Top Spin, but I really do like Perceptor. He doesn't tab together as strongly in either mode as I would like, but he just, I always wanted to complete Perceptor that turned into a freaking microscope because I have the original, but never had the actual microscope part for it. So
oh, really?
I was going to
ask why you never got the reissue at Toys R Us when it was like $35.
Probably because it was $35.
He's not really worth that.
Yeah. But yeah, I really like that. Top Spin is fantastic. I would agree with everyone who said he is the best Titans Return Deluxe to date. He does all the neat things that Trigger Happy does. Plus, he has arms that collapse and close up so that there aren't gaping holes in the forearms that the fists fold into. So that, and he's just huge. So as far as deluxes go, so yeah, he's definitely my favorite of the group.
Nice.
Yeah, in terms of like volume, he feels like a 2010 deluxe.
Yeah, he does.
No, I'd agree with that. Yeah. John, did you get anything?
Yeah, I got Devil Stinger.
Ooh.
Yeah, oh. Don. Read him and weep.
Yeah, he was on my list. He was on my to get list, and then
which one is he?
Black Zarak Pandanus.
I saw the tweet about that. Yeah.
So are there any other than coloring and the headmaster? Are there any significant changes from Pandanus?
He comes with the claw extensions, which are like Lee press-on nails to make his hands bigger, just because. And I don't know. I want to say there are some other very slight things maybe here or there, but most of it is from the neck up and then from the wrist down. But I will. I'll do some pictures this week because I want to, and just kind of compare them, do some split screen action and that kind of stuff with them. And
Did you get it through like diecast style Taobao maneuvering, or did you get it like from a retailer?
No, I bought it from a retailer.
Okay.
Okay. So yours is legit.
Diecast stuff is legit.
From the daylight.
Ish.
Well, I mean, it exists in physical form. It arrives at his house. So yes, it is legitimately.
It has form. It has mass. It can be destroyed.
Maybe.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. That's it. Okay. So for more, you can listen to this week's There Goes My Money, which will be up if you're downloading this Thursday, probably in a couple of days. So let's jump to This Week in History, 2003. Oh, this is interesting. Hasbro announces plans for a full-length live-action movie based on the Transformers. That sounds great. Why didn't this happen?
Oh, if only we were level 3.
Well, technically it did.
Yeah, it did.
It just didn't live up to what we were thinking it should be.
And just think, by the time this item actually is completely 15 years old, we will be in our 6th live-action movie.
Yeah, that's true. I have hopes for it. I have hopes for the one coming up. I know they'll be dashed, but I have hopes for it.
The Bumblebee movie is the only one I have hopes for at this point.
I really liked the trailer. Almost every trailer for The Last Knight. Like, I can't
say... 32 of them?
Yeah, exactly. I can't say that I have a good feeling, but I have a feeling, and that's enough for me right now.
No, because they're going to add content in between those trailer shots that's just going to ruin it for you, Brian.
I know.
Like they have with every other movie.
I mean, that's going to happen. I'm not denying it, but...
Well, You know, I will say I have a less overwhelming sense of dread going into this one for some reason, and I'm not sure why. So my self-preservation instincts may have just given up at this point.
So I'm going to go see the first showing in IMAX, which is next Tuesday at 7. Which is
get a free T-shirt.
And a download, apparently, of the 2007 movie, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I know. But I was looking to, because I'm taking the day off of work the next day to see it in Dolby, because I wanted to see it in Dolby because now I'm addicted to Dolby, and I couldn't find a showing for it.
Oops.
I mean, so my theater has one Dolby screen. Maybe they're not showing it in Dolby. That would make me sad.
You know,
well, as far as I can tell right now, the one movie theater in my town is not showing it at all.
Mm. Wow.
Go ahead, Don.
Brian saying he's going to go see the movie and get a free shirt is like when I got my braces and went home and said, "Hey, Dad, I got a free shirt with my $3,000 braces." You know, so it's like I sat through something excruciatingly bad, but I got a free T-shirt for it. So,
you know, at the very least, the seats will be very comfortable. It will be. I haven't seen an IMAX film in a while, so that'll be nice. It'll look good.
And there may or may not be 4 minutes of footage exclusive to the IMAX format.
Oh yeah, forgot about that.
Maybe
I don't think we have solid confirmation on that yet. Yeah. But
you know, maybe there'll be a lot of paragliding in this one too, to use the IMAX to the full effect.
Oh yeah. But I really do hope they get it in Dolby, because I mean I will end up watching it at least probably three times.
So is Dolby better than THX, or aren't they the same thing? Or
no, THX. So they're all standard. So they're different specs.
Okay.
So I would say I've never. I mean, I have seen a I have been in a THX theater, but it was much longer ago. So I'm certain the spec is probably improved, but the Dolby spec is the most awesome thing I've been to.
The movie's going to be awesome, and we're going to have an awesome time.
Objection! Diecast assumes facts, not in evidence.
After the movie, because I am also seeing it at the 7 p.m. showing, so
we can text each other. So, this movie sucks.
So John has stepped away, so we can't check with him, but I think most of us who are going to see the movie at all have lined up a Tuesday showing.
Yeah, sweet. So we'll figure out
something.
Are we
going to talk about it Tuesday night?
We could.
Well, no, because my showing's at 7:30 and it's an hour and a half away from my house, so I won't be back until midnight probably.
Yeah.
But we'll certainly be able to talk about it on Wednesday.
Yeah. Yes.
That's my whole point in going to the Tuesday show, to actually be prepared for that. Such is my dedication to the craft.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let's what else we got going on this week in history. 2009, The Transformers, the complete first season, 25th anniversary edition, is released on DVD in the U.S. by Shout Factory. I did not get this.
I actually wasn't even specifically aware this existed until today. I just couldn't find a good second item for this week in history.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't buy the set. I didn't buy any of these.
I got the Matrix box
for $5.
It's just so weird. This is like the 25th anniversary, and we've already had the thrilling 30, and we're going up to the fabulous 35. I don't know what else you would call the 35, but you know, so it's like just strange. If you think this stuff was just recently, and it was like you said a while ago, this is the 10-year anniversary of the movie. 10 years. I don't believe it.
We'll probably get it on Blu-ray for the 35th anniversary.
Get one on Blu-ray.
The complete animated series.
Why would you want it?
He didn't say he wanted it. He said we'd probably get it.
Yeah, I just don't get it though. I mean, you could upscale it to like 1080p, but why?
Well, because people will buy it.
I mean, that's true. There you go.
It depends. If it's on film, they're not exactly upscaling it. They're just rescanning it.
Yeah.
But again, I...
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that's it for this week in history.
With the exception of some of Season 3, none of those episodes were meant to be seen in that highest spec.
Neither was the original Gundam, but it looks pretty nice in that format. So if they want to do it, I'll look.
So there's a...
Well, yes.
This will sound terrible, but my question is, I mean it honestly. Uh-huh. Gundam would make sense financially for Bandai or whoever to do that.
Sunrise.
I don't think that there's enough people who would buy the Transformers. As popular as it is, I don't think enough people would buy it to justify that expense.
Possibly not at Blu-ray prices.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's not like we haven't seen these before.
Exactly.
It's just...
I mean, Don, would you buy them? You wouldn't. You've got them.
Yeah, I mean, I've got now mine are the Rhino versions. I didn't buy the Shout Factory versions because, again, I've seen them. I can remember most of them line by line, so it just wasn't necessary to get another. Although I did get season 3, so I could get season 4 Rebirth in the newer version. But that's
I have the Rhino versions and the Shout Factory Matrix, but that's because I have a problem.
Yeah.
They say the first step is admitting you have a problem, but in your case, it just seems to enable you further.
Yes, I've accepted the fact that I have a problem and just keep buying stuff.
You're okay with that. Okay, so let's. There's no Bad Poets Corner or the Big Item this week, so let's move to official news. The other Twinferno in Hand Images of Robots in Disguise, Combiner Force Warrior Class Figure. Gosh, I had forgotten about this, and it's pretty.
It is.
It looks so much nicer than the Titans Return Twinferno.
It does.
Kind of does.
I forgot all about this toy. I cannot wait to get my hands on this. This is something I will get.
Yeah. Well, it does look a lot better now that we're seeing some actual, you know, packaging shots and, you know, just something that's not the size of a postage stamp.
So what kind of what currency is this? Where is this at?
Seems to be Hong Kong.
Okay, because it says like $148, and I'm like, awesome.
Which works out to about $20 US. So yeah. You know, slight markup, you assume, and you know. Just should be normal warrior class pricing when it gets here.
I don't really care for it.
Okay.
Forget you, Diecast. It's awesome.
It's blah.
It's kind of blah. It's something different. Well, the Robots in Disguise has been doing some really interesting designs. The execution may not be as great on all of them, but at least it's some interesting designs for these characters.
The execution has been getting better with every...
That is wonderful. That is wonderful, Diecast. I can't fault you for that.
Yeah, Bisque is just a cut above.
Well, I think with Twinferno, the recolor that will be coming out, which is Thermidor, in blue.
I was thinking, it's like silly Don. You can't cut like soup. You'd use a spoon, but then I realized you weren't making a pun.
We need a recolor of this Twinferno and Decepticon colors as Double SM2.
As what?
Double SM2, it's the like two-headed dragon from Transor Z, Mazinger Z.
Oh. Wow.
Way to pull it down there, Rob.
Well, no, even I don't know that one. And
but it's the same level of it's the same obscure level as something you'd pull out and the rest of us would just be sitting here scratching our heads out.
or if you started
talking about visionaries or something.
Or they could color it purple and it'd be the closest I'll ever get to my Decepticon Flying Griffin.
No, what they need to do is do it in Sinner Twin colors.
Yeah,
ooh, there you go. That would be pretty. Yeah. That would work.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just taken by it.
Just give us a rainbow of two-headed dragons is what we're saying here, Hasbro.
We need a line of two-headed dragons.
And we had that. It was called Beast Hunters.
Oh, God, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Well, and they're going to misunderstand that. And we're going to get all Twinferno from Titans Returns in all these different colors. So that's what's going to happen.
Mm-mm. Okay, so we have that. So this is this story about the HasCon update. Does this include the update to the autograph policy?
It does not, as far as I know, but that is also a thing.
Okay, we don't have that in the show notes, right?
Right.
Okay, I want to talk about that first. So they did loosen their policy somewhat on the autograph policy. I mean, basically, though, it says now they will sign
official items.
Yeah. Okay. When I read it, I saw that they would sign the event like flyer or something or the program. I thought I saw that. So they will do any official item, whether you buy it there or not.
That's the last update I understand. Yeah. Okay. That as long as it's an official product, you can bring it to be signed.
That's interesting. I mean, that's good.
It no longer has to be something you purchase at the show.
What about an open item?
Well, if it's official, I assume it's fine.
Are they going to validate?
Well, as long as it's not like a third party thing, which I think they, you know the difference.
Like if Don brought like his Fort Max Jr. like loose and wanted them to autograph it.
I actually don't have that anymore.
You don't? Oh, okay.
No, why not?
I had it years ago and sold it.
Okay.
If they admit they know about third party, wouldn't that be?
Well, okay, what they would do is call it like a bootleg or whatever or counterfeit, which was some of the language they were using in other parts of the policy documentation.
Yeah. I'm not going to test the theory. I'm not going. Yeah. But I mean, I'm not testing their policy so much as I'm just curious because there's certain stuff that I'm certain that I, you know, they're going to look at. They're going to be like, what is this? I mean, there's stuff I see occasionally still today, this day, and I'm like, well, what is this?
Well, I mean, at that point, you can just look at the stamp on the toy and see, Takara Tomy or Hasbro.
Unless it's a KO.
Well, which you're not supposed to bring.
But if it's like a KO, like Don's MPP10, whatever it's called, like one of the brand team or John Warden would probably see it and know that it's not legit. But
yes,
just any person who's like working like security isn't going to know the difference.
I wouldn't want anyone that worked with Transformers in an official capacity to sign a third party piece personally
for ironic purposes, like for a gag.
Anyway, I like from what I've been able to see of the general reaction, the objection being taken to having to purchase something at the show is more in reference to if you want Cullen or Welker to sign something, that you might want to have them sign something with a sentimental value to you rather than just, some random piece of crap you pick up from the dealer room. whatever form the dealer room may actually take at this, given the costs and restrictions involved.
Here's a Combiner Wars Armada Megatron, Frank Welker. Will you sign this for me? That'd be great. Sorry, I'm just in a funny mood. So, so the other update, Stan Bush will be there. It's like we saw him at the last BotCon. Interesting. Peter Cullen, Frank Welker.
And there's going to be a Stan Bush concert.
Man, I wish I could say I've gone to one or three of those in the past. That's fun.
They also confirmed the existence of some kind of exclusive for the show. Yes.
I didn't see that part. That wasn't in the video, was it?
Yeah.
Yes.
They mentioned it in the video. I didn't catch it. I watched it. Okay. My memory sucks.
You're probably too busy watching John Warden being a ham for the camera.
John Warden's awesome.
Oh, he is. I'm just saying, he really enjoys being on camera.
Yeah. And Power of the Primes will be shown.
Yeah. Which may rule out seeing anything of note of that at San Diego.
Well, I believe they said it would be shown. I don't believe they specifically said it would be the first showing. So we might see something at San Diego.
Or we could possibly get a tease at San Diego.
Yeah.
And the full reveal at HasCon.
Because with this being the first HasCon, I don't think they would be smart to put all their eggs in one basket and not have something at San Diego to at least keep the momentum going for the line until HasCon. Now, if HasCon was more established as a venue to go for Hasbro product reveals, then I can see them not doing something for San Diego and everybody be going to HasCon.
I would agree with that.
But it's with this being the first year, they need to keep something at San Diego to keep that momentum going until HasCon starts.
And ultimately, no matter how successful HasCon might be or become, I don't think they're ever going to stop showing stuff at San Diego just because that's where they can get attention from major mainstream outlets for a day and, 10 times as much foot traffic coming through to see what they've got to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It'd be like having a product and saying, I can get a free ad in the Wall Street Journal, or I can get a free ad in my local hometown newspaper. It's like, why would you pick one over the other when you can get more exposure from one if there's no cost to you other than showing something off?
I'm still hoping somehow I can swing going to HasCon, but I just don't know if it's going to happen or not.
I know I'm not going to go because the admission price is the airfare.
I mean, I typically went to BotCon as... Yeah, I mean, I said this all the time as a walk-in. Rarely did I ever bother getting a Primus package because it just wasn't worth it to me. But, it's such a long trip.
I can't drive that again. I can't do that again.
Yeah, and I like driving. So, yeah, not doing it. I say I'm not doing it. I am 95% certain I will not be there. There's always the 5%. There's BotCon 2015 or whatever it was when I wasn't going to go and... Or 2016, I wasn't going to go. Then we found out it was the last one, and I said, okay, I'll go. So it may be the last HasCon. We may find that out.
It may well be, so you might.
I heard that there was some discount airlines running like $60 each way airfares. And, if I could find a cheap hotel and get a cheap airfare and just go in a day or two.
Don, there might be a megabus from Danville to Rhode Island.
Why do you want Don to catch on fire?
I mean, I'm hot, but I don't want to be on fire. You know, I understand that. No, I'm just saying.
The only time you're on fire, Don, is when you're hearing the Phil Collins.
Yeah,
that's true.
But I really
and when he's hitting his final form.
Yeah. I don't want to try to apply enough Dynamics to this because that would really screw up my karma. And I don't think I have enough Dynamics in me to make that a feasible trip.
You could challenge, though.
I don't need to be challenged on my Dynamics. I have eBay and stuff coming in stores for that.
Yeah. Again, 95%.
But you get like a send to Super Dynamics 3.
That's true.
Hey, I'd have hair then.
Okay, Titans.
But no eyebrows.
No eyebrows. Titans Return, Wave 5, Stock Photos, Trypticon, Misfire, Twin Twist, and more.
I forget what the was.
Yeah, I don't
remember. Windblade.
Windblade, Octane, Blitzwing.
Didn't we talk about this last week?
No, I think we talked about in-packet pictures last week.
These are new. These are from Amazon?
Forbidden Planet, actually. But it's all the same kind of stuff Amazon would show if they had these uploaded.
I really like this. We actually used it on the album art for this week. This one-shot of Trypticon.
Is that the one with the head sticking straight up?
No, it's sticking forward. He's forward. He's basically almost horizontal to the ground, almost.
You know, I like
a more correct T-Rex posture.
Yes, exactly.
I saw one of the images where you take him out of box and you have to put both his legs on, and I wanted to make a joke, be like, it used to just be one arm. Now we got to put both legs on him out.
So did we have to? We had to do that with Metroplex. Did we also have to do that with Fort Max?
Yes.
Yes, we did. Yes.
Okay. One arm though, not two legs.
Always the left arm.
I think Fortress Maximus and Metroplex used a lot of the same like packaging templates.
Ah.
So it just kind of worked out to where both of them had to be disassembled in the same way.
Yeah, Fortress Maximus doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Yeah.
But no, he has two. They're just not attached.
He was disarmed.
Yeah. Now, I like this Windblade, but the head is very, very old G1 Headmaster block on a neck. You know, it fits and it doesn't kind of fit to me, but I like the look of this Windblade better than all the previous ones.
Just give it some new forearms.
Yeah.
Give it forearms that are in proportion to the rest of its limbs. Do that and I'll live with the face being on the small side.
I wonder if since they're ball and socket joints, could you use another Windblade? I mean, like, you know, if you're more going to transform that often and just have it for display, could one of the other Windblade's arms just pop on and pop off?
They'd be just as skinny.
Oh. Yeah, but they'd be consistently skinny, at least.
Well, yeah, if you switch them at the shoulders, except, like, the Generations Windblade, the shoulder ball joints are, you know, a fraction of the size, so...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Adapting those would not be the easiest task, now would they?
No.
Probably not.
Yeah, but I like her, too. But we have photos, especially like that Trypticon. Nothing else is that new.
And I still have no desire. I mean, if I can get him for $40 at Ollie's next year, I'll pick one up. But I just have no desire for him. It's weird.
Well, you're wrong.
No. Yeah, Don, you're wrong on that one.
I'd like it if it was more different from the G1 toy.
You're wrong too.
No, I'm not. As a rule, I'm not wrong.
I am looking forward to Twin Twist though.
As well, you should be.
Yeah, you should be. Yeah. Hobby Japan Diaclone World Guidebook and DVD announced. We'll be getting a guide on Takara Diaclone toys in July. It's about $35.
Well, now that would be nice because, you know, with the prices, so many people really can't pursue this as part of their collections. But, you know, that way, at least if you have a good visual guide to go by, if you're ever in a situation where you might think something is a Diaclone, you know, you've at least got a visual guide to go by.
So
and this
so
is the, cool too. Because
go ahead.
Does this region lock DVD that I can't play come with the book?
Yes, looks like okay. It. Which it may not be region locked, or there's a fair number of ways around that at this point in time. But it will. I hope that they actually have like DVD quality sources for those commercials because that would be really neat.
It's quite possible they do. Some of the best transfers we have of like US G1 toy commercials have apparently come from Takara Tomy archive material.
Interesting.
So it's very likely they also have high quality archive material of their own toy commercials.
Do we know how, like, does this include like all of Diaclone, including like what all the sublines and everything?
I honestly don't have that information.
If it was like truly definitive, included everything, I would absolutely buy this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it, as it is, it's really interesting because this Diaclone stuff is not something that gets like a lot of wide archival coverage in our fandom. So yeah. this would definitely be an interesting thing to have.
Yeah, well, Brian, I'm at the Hobby Link in Japan just taking a look at it, and there's no information given here at all as far as number of pages, and it's just that one same picture, so there's still nothing to go by.
I would like to see, I mean, I don't think we would get it, but I would like to see something along the same lines like this, but like for Microman. That would
be interesting, too.
Yeah.
I would love one of these for GoBots. I really would.
Heck yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What about for Machine Robo?
No, just GoBots. It'd have to be Taka-branded. What else we got going on here? Okay, so moving to the movie block, last night tickets for $5 off in the U.S. with rental of Age of Extinction. And Chris, the best question was?
Do I have to pick the rental up to get the discount code?
Thank you. Here, have it back.
That's the red box?
Yeah.
So I guess you go, I've never used the red box. I have no idea how it works. So
It's very simple. You slide your card and they spit a movie out at you. And if you take it back by 9 o'clock the next night, you only get charged for one day's rental. Anything after 9 o'clock, you get charged for the second day.
So I guess on the screen, it gives you a code or something.
The code gets emailed to you when you return the movie.
Okay. I guess you do have to pick that up then.
Yeah.
Well, you could just pick it up, wait about 2 minutes, and then put it back in. And
probably, yeah. But one night Redbox rental is like $1.50. So, watch the movie or not, you're still kind of coming out ahead on this. You just you have to use the coupon they give you at a movie theater. You can't do like an advance online purchase with it.
Oh, interesting.
I got some Schick Hydro stuff.
Oh, I saw that
the weekend, don't and I got yourself. $10. Yeah, so it gave me $10 for the movie.
Don't let it hit your face.
This is a good time to put the reminder out, too. You buy three 12-packs of Crush products with the last night markings on it. You can get codes for, I think, up to $11 off a Fandango movie ticket to the movie.
Nice. But they don't have Cherry anymore, so I can't do it.
Right. And I kind of skip that myself because Crush doesn't have any caffeine in it, and I kind of need my caffeine.
I'm fine with that.
And I can't drink that much Diet Orange Crush.
Well, no, you get the sugar. That's the only way you can tolerate it.
So I want to say this. Speaking of taking faces, I was hanging out with my nephews this weekend, Noah, who's 5, and Ollie, who's 10 months. But I got them to start playing, or Noah to start playing Revenge of the Fallen. So basically, Noah kept reaching for Ollie's face, and he kept saying, "Give me your face." It was like peekaboo, but it was "Give me your face." It was awesome. I have a video of that up on my Twitter.
You should not be allowed around small children, Brian.
I'll be honest with you; it wasn't me that started it; it was Kim. But yes.
Well, that answers my question, which is, you know, how she was responding to this behavior.
She was the instigator, but it was wonderful. Twitter.com/BKilby from Saturday. It was pretty great. Let's see here. What else we got going on? So, Rob, there was a new TV spot. Was there any new footage in it?
A tiny little bit, as usual. I think the new part is like Hot Rod sticking his head into the room and saying bonjour. I think that's the only like the main new part. But the interesting thing is that it labels the movie as the final chapter.
Sure, why not? Dark of the Moon is the last final chapter for Michael Bay, and here he is 2 movies later.
Or it could be the last with Optimus Prime, and since we have Hot Rod, maybe we'll get Rodimus Prime.
Oh, French speaking Rodimus Prime. It hurts my head.
He'll have like a normal accent, you know, after he gets the Matrix or whatever.
Sure, why not?
can
the Matrix can Rodimus, do everything else? I mean,
no, can movie Rodimus Prime be voiced by Patrick Stewart?
Oh, neat.
Okay, that would work.
At this point, I think Bumblebee's going to get the Matrix.
That would make more sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We'll never get rid of Bumblebee toys. It'll be Operation Beehive every year for the rest of our lives.
They just make
fear
toys.
Don, you realize next year is the Transformers Universe Bumblebee movie, and they've been saying right from the start that there's not going to be a whole lot of other Transformers in that. So guess what that toy line's probably mostly going to consist of?
Me not buying anything.
There you go.
Besides that.
Well, if
everybody else not buying anything.
There you go.
If the last night only has 2 waves of deluxes.
4, I think.
Is it going to have
as many as 4.
Okay. I was going to say then the Bumblebee movie will have like one wave.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like, I believe we have information for three full waves, and then there is the stuff like Cogman, which should be a fourth wave. But considering Cogman seems to be the only new, like fully new thing that's not a store exclusive, it's probably going to be a wave four that's half repacks of the previous toys. So yeah, that's going to be a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, that's going to be a pain.
Well, with them pulling a lot of old molds out of storage like that Generations Megatron, there's no telling what we might see in last night packaging by the time it's all done as case filler.
In any case, even if the Cogman wave is hard to find, watch your Rosses and Marshalls, because the last wave of Age of Extinction stuff, which had a similar problem, ended up being really easy to find at discount then.
Yeah.
I never have a good luck with that.
I don't anymore.
Me either.
TFW member Ice Magnus found a Transformers movie Blu-ray and Legion Class Bumblebee set at Walmart for $26. It looks like the Beast Hunters.
Yeah, it's the first four movies on Blu-ray with digital copies, and a straight up Beast Hunters packaged Legion figure. Right now we have confirmation of Bumblebee and Prowl.
That's actually a really awesome deal.
I believe I also saw Soundwave.
Okay.
Because I saw the Prowl today when I stopped by my local Walmart when I was in there, so I did see the Prowl for sure.
How is that a deal? Most people have these movies.
Not everybody does.
It's movies that a lot of people probably will have already in some format or another, and also Cyberverse toys that nobody wanted to buy in the first place, which is why they still have packaged ones to pack in with the stuff.
So that's, I mean, these are basically $6 and change per movie. I think that's pretty awesome.
Matt, what do you think about this?
Oh, God.
Well, also, there is one other thing. You're going to have a bunch of with kids on vacation this summer, and you're getting digital copies. It's worth it for the parents to have all these digital copies available to have stuff for their kids to watch on trips and stuff. So it's cheap, downloadable content.
You'd be a terrible parent, though, Don, letting your kids watch these movies.
I was going to say.
Especially Revenge of the Fallen.
But I'm just saying it's something they might consider as part of the value, getting all that extra content that they can download to their devices.
Yeah. Yeah. That's value. I'm all about the digital copies of stuff like this. So I think it's a pretty good deal. That's me. Let's see what else we have going on. MPM3 movie masterpiece Bumblebee. We have an on hand video with the transformation demo. I haven't watched it. Did any of you guys?
Well, okay. The summary of this, the important part of this is that the transformation starts at about 4 minutes and 30 seconds and goes to almost the end of the nearly 17-minute video.
I've
heard worse.
Yeah, absolutely. I've heard worse.
Just remember, this is the size of a masterpiece Autobot car, but apparently it will be four times as complex.
I can't wait to get it.
So in other words, it's a movie figure.
Wouldn't it be simpler to just get like a Lego set turned into both a car and a robot and rebuild it every time?
Oh, you mean Creo?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be simpler?
So a 13-minute transformation is, I've seen much worse. I've seen that worse in Deluxe.
Now, that's 13 minutes to compress the robot back out into a car. It's probably faster to go the other direction.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, also, you know, I haven't watched it, but it could be maybe the guys going slower to make sure all the bits and pieces and tabs are shown off.
That wasn't the impression I got. It seemed to just be taking them out of time to get the bits and pieces and tabs lined up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it sounds like Cupola or something like that, or Sun Surge. Which are much.
Sun Surge might be a more apt comparison.
I don't know. I had a hard time getting all the tabs with Cupola to go to.
Sun Surge just to my memory seems more notorious for the
Well, Sun Surge requires panel. Sun Surge requires physics we haven't discovered yet. where Cupola is just a lot of tabs and things. So, Haley Steinfeld confirms casting in Bumblebee movie. I don't know who that is.
Me either. But like that's the first cast member we have confirmed for next year's movie, and apparently they're going to start filming it sometime fairly soon, perhaps in the next month or so.
She looks like she's 12, but apparently she's 21. So are we sure Michael Bay is not directing this?
How come I knew it was going there?
Yeah. I could make a Kiss Players joke, but I choose not to at this point.
Good.
That's for the best.
Yeah.
That gives us less trouble.
And don't eat the wire.
Don't eat the wire, Massey.
Yes, and don't eat the wire.
And don't doodle on the papers.
Don't doodle on the papers. 1980s time frame confirmed for the Bumblebee movie, which I think we all had a pretty good idea of.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the Touch will be in there at some point.
I hope he's an IROC Z.
Yes.
That would be awesome with T-tops. My favorite part of Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2, which is my favorite Marvel movie, and probably my third favorite comic movie, involves T-tops. It's like the first scene in the entire movie with Kurt Russell.
Mm. So, okay, for the Bumblebee movie, do you think they'll make him like an 80s Camaro, or will they go with some other kind of GM car?
Well, I'm hoping an IROC Z, something like that. Like, what is the International Race of Champions model Z28? Yeah, that would be awesome. Because that would be the right time. That would be like the right timeline for the car. I don't know if that's like you, but growing up around here and, well, where I lived in the South, that was like the redneck mobile number two right after like the Fox Body 87, 86 Mustang with a hatchback. So there were all so many of those on the road. I think that would be wonderful. I hopefully whoever is the hero in the movie has a mullet. I will be so pissed off if the hero doesn't have a mullet. I'm not even lying.
I wish Richard Gene Anderson was younger and thinner still.
Yeah, that'd be great. They could de-age him. They did a great job with Kurt Russell. Yeah, that's true. Toys R Us exclusive Megatron and Skeletron Mission to Cybertron. Transformers Premier Edition. That's a lot of words. Premier Edition Deluxe Set. For
it's a stock photos.
Yeah. And again, it's apparently two deluxes is $40 now across the board.
Yep.
So because every set we've seen that's deluxes has been this $39.99 price point.
Well, the individual deluxes are $20 each per year. So there you go. Yeah. I like Skeletron's deco. I just kind of wish there was more of it over the silver plastic. But at the same time, this color scheme, I think it's kind of what they were going for on Victorion, and I would love to see that in this specific range of Rust-related colors.
So, like you said, we just have the stock photos of these. We have no idea what the actual box set will look like.
Pretty much. Right.
Okay.
It'll be a box.
It'll be a box. It'll be a set.
It'll probably have a window on the front of it.
Most likely. And the figure will be down. They'll be down at the bottom of the screen, and half the box will be empty up top.
We did see that one in-box picture of Megatron a week or two ago, which was just like on its own. So I'm not sure what the deal is, if this is showing as a two pack.
Yeah. What else? What else? What else? Transformers Last Night, new official images of Target exclusive Voyager reveal your shield Optimus Prime.
Why do I not remember this Voyager?
That's the Dark of the Moon one.
Yeah. And okay. It's the one that showed up in the Argos catalog earlier in the year.
Okay.
And it turns out that in addition to the red, it's it and the other Reveal Your Shield exclusives, I believe, are going to have
the candy sprinkle paint.
Yeah, basically tech specs printed directly on them that show whatever faction symbol they should have.
Nice, I guess.
I guess. No, but this was the main Voyager Optimus from Dark of the Moon.
Okay.
It looked in the like in hand samples we had of this, it looked like the shield and sword were solid red plastic. Mm-hmm. And I kind of hope that's the case because I like that better for whatever reason. That's it's just
the red shield's probably the decoder element.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But you know, I just kind of wish they had solid plastic, you know, bright red shield and sword, because that would just be more entertainingly stupid in some way.
Well, remember the silver Optimus and Grimlock set at Target, like that Grimlock shield was solid red. There was no paint on it.
Yeah. I swapped that out for the original Grimlock shield when I sold the original on eBay.
So, hey, has everybody checked out the new Massey Attack Amazon wish list at TF
Radio? Don, have you checked out the new Massey Attack Amazon wish list?
At tfradio.net/MasseyAttack, MasseyAttack.
Don, you should do that right now, Don.
So basically, this is something we came up with as sort of a gimmick, but we thought it was funny a while back where, you know, Massey's always attacking Don. So it includes wonderful things like alcohol prep pads and bandages and stuff like that so that Don can recoup from a Massey attack. Like there's Neosporin, there's a Transformers First Aid kit, But we added something really important this week that Don would love, especially if you got it for him for his birthday, which happens to be next week. Mm-hmm. It is from his one of his favorite toy lines ever, actually, as far as I know, Marvel Legends.
Oh no!
And
yeah, I can't get the page to pull up for some reason. So just
I went looking on Amazon a couple days ago because I knew this just had to be out by now, and we did find it, and I had Kilby put it on the list. So now, if you want to send Don something really special for his birthday coming up in a little over a week, you can buy a Marvel Legends Death's Head 2 and have it sent right to Don's front door.
Yeah, that's awesome. We should send him like 50.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, please do not do that. I do not care for the character. I have no attachment to the character. If you want to spend the money, give it to your local animal shelter in Massey's name.
Or you could get Don some Band-Aids. He needs some Transformers Band-Aids. But tfradio.net.
Well, I do need some Band-Aids. I used my last one the other day when he scratched my palm open.
There you go.
So on the wish list, we put a PS4 on there for some reason. I mean, nobody's going to buy that. But we did put the overhead projector. And we put Velveeta and Bakteen. Oh my God, that Beast Machines Cheetor is now going for $80.
Algorithms.
Yeah, I know. But anything you get at tfradio.net/Amazon or by clicking on our Amazon link at tfradio.net will go to help the show. Anything you get from the tfradio.net/MasseyAttack wish list will go to help the show and also help Don.
And I also say this, our local shelter had an article in the paper the other day that they do need some donations. So no, I don't want anyone to feel obligated to get me anything. But if you do get anything off the list that's edible for pets, I will make a donation to the shelter because they are needing some supplies. So that I'm just saying, you don't have to give me something. I'm not asking anyone to. If you were already planning it, please consider doing that through the TF Radio link to Amazon. And then anything that comes in edible will go to them as a donation.
So, Don, I'm glad you mentioned that. Do they have, do they want like cat food or treats or what?
Just anything, cat food, dog food, treats, just anything to help, you know, out right now. Cause it's, you know, budgeting concerns and all this kind of stuff going on. Plus it's just, you know, a lot going on. So, they said supplies in general, basically is what they said.
So I will go ahead and put on a bag of cat food. Purina Pro Plan, 3.5 pounds. We'll add it to the wish list.
Is there anything with like baked in tranquilizers? I mean,
that's called catnip.
Mm. Well, it depends on the cat.
Yeah. Catnip doesn't have much of an effect on him.
No.
Okay. I had a cat that wasn't really affected by catnip either, but my, aunt and uncle are stockholders in Procter & Gamble because he retired from there. And every year they send him a gift basket of various products. And one year they sent him an organic catnip mouse. And that's the only catnip we ever had that turned my cat into a drooling idiot.
Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. Okay. So moving along, third-party news. Last week we talked about DX9 Gabriel, the unofficial.
And now we have prototype pictures.
Yeah. It's large. Is it as large as Alchicus Mywalidus or?
Yes. Yes, it actually might be a little bit taller.
Of course it is.
It doesn't look as complex to me.
Maybe that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
So besides giving a sense of the relative scale with the pictures of the official masterpieces, the important thing this also shows is articulation. And for something that's, you know, going on 2 feet tall, it's looking pretty decent.
You see, it's also got faux pistons in the knees. I always like that.
Yeah, that's really nice touch.
You got the touch.
But I'm getting it. Because
instead of the Fans Toys one?
I'm getting both.
Big Money Diecast.
I have to compare them. It's for the reviews. It's not.
I understand. I actually do.
Yeah, I'll admit, after looking at these pictures, I've been banking on the Fans Toy. That's why I chose not to get the Black Circ version of Pandinus was because of the Fans Toys Omega. And now that I'm seeing the DX9, it's like, I hope some reviews come out on test samples soon so I can make a final decision before they hit stores.
I mean, if I was inclined to get either one of them, now it's obvious which one I would get.
This one, right?
Yeah.
So the Fan Toys one is still not due until sometime in August, right?
Yeah,
sounds
that's
right.
There
is still time for DX9 to get a test shot out to the reviewers, to get some hands-on impressions, at least of like the engineering, if not, final build quality being, test shot and all.
We'll just sort of have to wait and see.
Yeah. I mean, I think I said this last week, they should make it a priority to get a review sample out as quickly as they can, just because there's going to be a lot of people who have the same feeling that you do. I want to see, some in-hand reports to see if this is more worth getting for its price than the one I might already have on pre-order. They'd be really smart to try to prioritize that if they can.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Okay, let's see here. What else have we got going on? Is that it? That's it. Hey, Don, what's on the network this week?
On the network this week, we've got Being Awesome with Rob Springer, episode 107, The 100-Year Slumber. This week in Awesome, Rob awakens from his Rob sleep to talk about Hunting Marvel Digest number 1 and realizing many forces on Netflix in between super hard napping. Then Q&A about Hasbro selling non-US items. RPG Lessons Learned, episode 6, Dusk by Mike Krahulik. Thank you. On this episode of RPG Lessons Learned, Dusty and Brian talk about Dusk by Mike. What did we learn? What will we do over? Find out.
That's a really fun campaign, if anybody's ever played it.
How Was Your Weekend? Episode 8, Becoming Rejection Proof. On this episode of How Was Your Weekend, Wendy and Brian discuss the book Rejection Proof by Zha Zhang. What are the lessons learned, and how do you apply it to your life? There Goes My Money, episode 20, Two Omega Supremes and a Partridge in a Pear Tree. On There Goes My Money, we talk about all the awesome Transformers we got this week, including Don's knockoff Masterpiece Seeker and Diecast Oversized KO Dark of the Moon Megatron.
I love that.
All that plus this week's pre-orders. Get the Skinny, episode 59. Gotta work those lats, bro. John and Brian talk about Zima and others' 90s food nostalgia. Is Purplesaurus Rex next? Joe's Crab Shack is in Chapter 11, so hurry before it's too late. The guys touch on free-range poultry and organic products. Brian gives a weight loss update, talks about his birthday present, which is something he's always wanted. Finally, John wraps up the show talking about how to acquire that V-shaped body. You gotta work your lats, bro. Happy Day in Wilkes, episode 37. Brian tries out Pepsi Fire. Brian tries the Pepsi Fire soda. How hot is it? Find out.
You need to watch the video.
Yep. Also, he talks about his hometown pride and going to Diecast. What do you have for RFC reviews this time?
Nothing.
I'm gonna do Sea Spray.
Awesome.
So that'll be coming up soon.
Can't wait to see it. So you can find this episode at tfradio.net/523 with all the show notes. Leave us a voicemail, 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268. You can also text us at that number. Find us on Twitter at TF Radio, on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio, and on Instagram at TF Podcast. Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, we've got a couple of comics reviews. I reviewed Transformers Salvation, which is pretty good. It's a one-shot by John Barber and Livio Ramondelli. It wraps up the story from the previous two one-shots that whose names escape me at the moment.
Punishment and Redemption?
Yeah, that's right. And yeah, it's pretty good. It's some of the best Livio art I've seen, and it's a pretty good story, and it's the first thing I can remember Trypticon being an actual character in. So that's definitely worth seeing. XV's got Optimus Prime number 8, and I'm pretty sure you like that one pretty well.
Yeah. Casey Collar and John Paul Bove are the art team for this, and they are a really, really good pair together.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Brain made of mush today.
Mine too.
That's what's on T-Formers.
Yeah, that's why I'm a little off this week. A lack of carbs and a lack of caffeine. So.
And the heat, at least for me.
Oh, God, it's hot as hell.
Uh-huh.
And I don't run the AC when I'm doing the podcast, so it's very hot. Okay.
I do. I hope it's not screwing
up. No, you're fine. You're fine.
Can't even hear it.
Yeah.
Good.
So I am on Twitter at BKilby, and I am on Instagram at Brian Kilby. Don, how do people get a hold of you?
You can reach me on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4 EVR.
Diecast.
You can see my reviews on YouTube at RFC Reviews. You can follow me on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast, and you can follow me on Twitter at Diecast2.
Cool, Chris.
Well, if you want to catch the last week of my nonstop reporting on Transformers The Last Night news, go to tformers.com. Also, of course, Tformers TV on YouTube for all of my creative toy content. I'm also on Twitter. Try to find me.
Chris RTXV. Matt, how do people get a hold of you?
I can be found on Twitter at Melvar, with 3 L's and 2 R's.
Rob?
I am on Twitter at Figure Reviewers and Flailthroughs. I'm on YouTube at Flailthroughs as well. I posted a new review at the beginning of the week of the Dragon Ball Z Shoto Gotenks that Barricade 64 gave me for my birthday, and that's a really nice figure.
Sweet. Awesome. John?
That John D on everything.
Yeah, cool. So, like I said, we'll have more Transformers content later on this week. Of course, we'll have There Goes My Money. I would expect a new episode of Being Awesome with Rob Springer. John, we may have a mini-cast too, right?
Yeah.
And I guess the reason I'm mentioning it, of course, we always have that stuff, but I would figure probably before the next RFC, we'll probably have a review up of The Last Night in some capacity. Even if it's just me, we'll have something. So, but we'll
Happy
talk.
Day review.
Oh my God, that would be awesome. I love that idea, Rob. Y'all, it was awesome. There was explosions everywhere, and there was an awful pretty girl in that movie. Oh, my God. I think this is the best movie I've ever seen. Yeah, that's probably.
All this and more next week on Happy Day in Wilkes.
Yes, Happy Day 38. Okay, we'll see you later. Have a good one. Bye.
Take care, buddy.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.